Brock Natras of the South Central Calhoun Titans joining Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Mr. Natras announced that he is going to head to Iowa Central Community College to start his next chapter in his life and play football as well there at the JUCO. Brock, I want to first start off, thank you for joining us, and kind of what made this decision all come true for you here going to Iowa Central?
I don't know. I just really like close to home and just the nice facilities they got there. Coaches are great, too.
Kind of taking a look at that recruiting process as a whole for you, what other schools really reached out for you, and what was the, you know, one of the main deciding factors for Iowa Central? You know, you mentioned that it's close to home, but were the facilities, how were those things?
Two other schools that reached out were Wayne State, Division II in Nebraska, BV, Iowa Western, Bemidji State. Those were kind of all the only ones I really got, but Iowa Central, you know, I've close to home, you know, Fort Dodge, kind of had what I wanted to study there. Facilities were great too, probably the best ones that I visited.
Go ahead, you can finish your thought.
That kind of just made the deciding factor for me.
Was it also kind of, you know, the JUCO route for some people, you know, they could see their, you know, progress up to a higher level? Was that another reason kind of that way too, that you could, you know, potentially transfer out and go play, you know, at a different level of football?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty small right now. I'm shorter. I'm only 160 pounds. You know, I go there, hopefully they can put some weight on me so then I can get some other schools that look at me.
What is, you know, it going to look like at Iowa Central for you? You mentioned you need to put some weight on, but what are they kind of looking at position-wise for you?
I think they're looking at me on the offensive side of the ball, either a running back or a slot receiver. Maybe both right now. I'm not sure.
What for you do you think the path, you know, would be to get on the field right away? You think you're going to have to end up redshirting a year? Could you see some playing time? Kind of what did that all go through when they were kind of giving you that recruiting pitch?
Right now, probably either looking at a redshirt year or I got to put on some weight and just grow a few inches. I know that's hard, but hopefully put on some weight over the summer, this off time, and maybe I'll see the field then.
What are you going to Iowa Central to study? And because you mentioned they had kind of the program you wanted, what does that look like for you?
Just kind of a ag business right now. Not really sure. That's another thing. They kind of said, if you're not sure what you want to study, come here. You can help figure it out. It's cheaper. If you're not sure, you're not wasting all the money at the four-year school. But right now I'm thinking ag business.
What kind of drew you to Iowa Central with that ag business? Do they have a good program there? Or was, as you mentioned, was it just the fact that you weren't 100% sure you could get your gen eds out of the way and then see what the future lies down the road?
My guidance counselor says they're really good in that kind of the trades and the ag, like the ag world. Those kind of two things is what Iowa Central is kind of like known for. That and nursing, but I think my other coaches, Colin Corey, he said Iowa Central is a great place to go to for that kind of stuff. So I think I just took their word for it.
Taking a look at your time with SEC, you know, a standout on the football field results, you know, to you obviously getting to go to Iowa Central to play football. Kind of anything you want to say, you know, about your time at SEC that really, you know, helped you get to this next level?
You know, thank all my coaches, Coach Case, Coach Bata. They really helped me out a lot. Also, I want to thank Coach Ben Alford. He helped me a lot, too, with the 7-on-7 this year. Taught me a lot. And thank my teammates. They helped me. They were probably the main part of it.
Brock, I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Good luck coming up in your future at Iowa Central.
Yep, thank you.